We're back with our regular program for Heritage, and Lisa Haglund, the Interim Chief Executive Officer of Heritage, joins us now. Lisa, thanks for spending the time with us once again.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I always look forward to this part of the week.
Well, I'm glad you said that. So do we, because this is a new job for you as Interim CEO. You have considerable experience at Heritage otherwise, and you are looking not only at the immediate moment, but also what's coming down the road. And that's where I'd like to go with you for a moment as we begin today's program. How do you see things developing for Heritage, particularly here in Chautauqua County?
Well, you know, it's always exciting to have an opportunity to kind of work with your team and put your mark on something and make a difference. And for me, I just have this vision of the future where we really can have collaboration across all of our communities. As you look at the pandemic we've all been going through, one of the things I have loved watching the most is kind of the bipartisan efforts many of our states and leaders have been able to do. And I really am looking forward to a future where we can come alongside in every community and work with our competitors and have those open dialogues, learn from each other, put best practices into place. Because really, we're not competitors. We're all serving the same families in the same counties, and we want the best for our areas. I'm looking forward to just a resurgence and a renewal of everything that we can offer. Everything from how do we support and value our employees and improve their quality of life? How do we support our residents? To me, it's extremely important that we become innovative and not reactive, and that we really kind of do two things at the same time, which sound contradictory but are not, and that we step back and ensure that we are putting our core mission, the critical and quality level of care for our residents and our families first, but also at the same time, so looking back at why we were first started and getting back to that, but also being innovative. So looking at new therapy options, new ways to engage families, technology, new ways to give people purposeful living, and merging those together. I'm looking forward to improving and working with the team, our organizational processes. And we have this amazing team that is just kind of bubbled up, and they do such a good job every day, and they've got all these ideas. And so I'm often coaching myself, we don't want to boil the ocean. I learned that from a leader a long time ago. We can't do everything at once, but we certainly want to put together a strategic plan to move forward in that direction.
Wow, these are some very exciting things that you've talked about in terms of collaboration and innovation, and just looking at all of what you do from top to bottom and front to back and attempting to find new ways to do it. It's a very ambitious task, and I would bet one that will not be accomplished overnight.
No.
But best of luck to you as you do that. I want to, for the time that we have left, Lisa Haglund, focus on the people who are working at Heritage today, because as has been pointed out throughout the last month or 6 weeks, there's some people who are working very, very hard and taking great steps to ensure the comfort, the safety of those people who reside at Heritage. And I don't think we can say enough about those who have made that commitment to you.
We really can't. Right here in our own county, we have over 800 employees. And that's 800 families that every day are giving up, you know, leaving their home, maybe leaving behind a child who's doing homeschooling with another spouse or a babysitter to walk in and love, just love our residents who are our family members. We can't forget that this is their home. And I have to tell you, after 20 years in the corporate world, which I'm oh so thankful for because I learned so much and had great people come alongside of me, there is something about knowing kind of the toil that you do every day. We all have to work, right? But that there's purpose and passion behind it, that you're working with a team that genuinely feels like they're making a difference, that you're honoring those who have served our country and served as teachers and been mothers and fathers. And I really just feel like our employees have a servant attitude, and they're amazing. And we just welcome those in the community. We are one of the largest employers, and it sounds silly, but we're looking for you. If you're looking at the end of the day, we're all going to be tired from working hard, but if you're looking at the end of the day to really put your head on the pillow and feel like I made a difference. We always remind everyone that the interaction you're having with our residents could be the very last one, and never to lose sight of that.
So, Lisa Hagland, it sounds like you are still looking for employees to join the team there at Heritage right now.
We are. And we have everything from dietary facilities, activities, CNA, certified nurses, assistants, LPNs, RNs, and actually we'll pay for the education as you move throughout the process and support you.
So how can people get more information if you're appealing to them or something that they'd like to do or at least look into further?
Absolutely. If they can visit our website, which is www.heritage1886.org, or, of course, visit our social media page or call our Heritage Living location to learn more.
Lisa Hagland, great to speak to you once again, and I look forward to our next opportunity to talk.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I appreciate it.